All right. So we're going to actually move into the practical side of it, and through that, I'll be doing some more teaching as we do, and interacting with it as we do practical application of everything we learned yesterday and today. So we're going to apply it, and as we do it, what we want to learn is not to focus on the gift, but I want to really, you know, point you to focusing on the Father, to focusing on His heart, to focusing on His desires. And as we said this afternoon, find His heart, His desire, His intention, and we honor that for people. So when we prophesy, I want to encourage you to relax. Don't try so hard to hear God that you can't, because then you will make something up, and we don't want that. So it is fine. I want you to relax and just partner with the Holy Spirit to bless, to give life, to encourage. And there's nothing more amazing than that, to do those things. Now we'll follow some of the, keep always the safety nets we have been talking about, the things we talked about this afternoon of making sure certain things, if it has to do with anything that may need to be dealt with. You talk to the pastor about that. And those sort of things that we don't hurt anybody. When we prophesy, all we have to do is simply, we turn to the Father and we say, like yesterday, Father, show me your heart. And we receive. And what we receive usually comes in the familiar initial, the initial download, the initial revelation, the initial word comes through the familiar revelatory anointing. So if your familiar, most common way of hearing God's voice is a vision, expect a vision. Don't expect writing on the wall if that is not the way God normally talks to you. So expect a vision. It always comes first through the familiar revelatory anointing. So you can relax and expect that to happen. Expect a vision, a word of knowledge, if that's the way that it is commonly for you. Discernment, if that's the way it is. You know, as we talked about last night. And all I want you to do is don't complicate it. Don't try to be too spiritual that you make a mess of it. You know, don't complicate it, because when it comes to sharing the Father's heart, anything that comes from His heart is huge, even if it sounds extremely simple to you. Even if it isn't the greatest mystery of life, if it is what the person needs, that's the most important thing. Even if it is a little line, a little thing. So we want to be childlike in that. The good news is there's always more. If you purpose to bless people, and Scripture says God will increase the measure. The more you want to bless, the more you want to serve. Not if you want to become really prophetic. That's not the idea. The idea is blessing people. You want to receive to give. You want to receive to bless. You want to receive so others can be enriched. If that is a motivation, there will always be more. If you want to receive, to be really prophetic, then that's greed and ambition, selfishness, those things don't quite work. But if it is just so that you can give more, God will give more. But you have to be willing to apply. So, and the more we bless people, the more we serve the bride, the more we release, the more we give, the Lord will increase, and you will go from one revelatory anointing to a second one gets released, a third one gets released, and you can go from giving this one portion to now you can give two or three portions, and it starts growing because we are blessing, releasing, and giving. Any questions? No. Okay. Would you stand with me? I'm going to pray for another impartation, and I want you to prepare to receive right now, just to receive. Open up your hearts, your spirits, your minds, just to receive. Father, I thank you that you said, if we open our mouths, you will fill them. And Father, right now we stand here, Father, to do just that, to be able to go and bless the world and bless your kingdom. Father, to be able to go and partake of the transformation that you bring and the creative power and the creative anointing of your word. For you are a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, once again, I release an impartation of the prophetic mantle of our Lord Jesus upon everyone here and in this house to arise. And I call forth right now a release of all those revelatory anointings that we prayed through last night, but even for another portion to come forth right now. Father, as you have given to Ivan and to me, I release an impartation of the mantle that you have given to us upon this place and in this house, Father, right now. In the name of Jesus, I release an impartation of the prophetic authority you have given us. I release an impartation of the prophetic revelation you have given us. Father, I call forth right now an increase of that serious anointing and an increase, Father, of love into every heart. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will release a motivation of pure love that will come. Otherwise, if there is no love behind it, there is absolutely nothing to it. It becomes useless, Paul said. So we call forth, Father, we ask you, fill us with your love so that we can bless people with your love. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just break off any fears of intimidation for those that may be dealing with that. And I release right now your eyes, your ears, your spirit, your mouth to perceive, to release, to be instruments of the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And dear Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and fill us in a greater way. That you will wear us like a glove, and you will do it through us, in us and through us, for the renown of our Father and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I want to ask you to look to the person to your left and to your right and say, I give you permission to practice and make mistakes with me. Would it be okay to clear these chairs? Okay. We need to clear these chairs. If you could give us a hand, guys, to remove the chairs here. And now, to start and to get kind of warm you up to what we want to do, I want you to get in pairs with two of twos. Just pair up with somebody And now, okay. So, what I want you to do is, I want you to, this is just a warm up, I want you to just look at each other, in groups and in twos, in pairs, just look at each other. And what you are going to do is connect with the Father's heart for this person. We're not going to give words, we're going to share the Father's heart, which is different. And this is what I want you to do, is reach from the Father's heart a portion and share from that place. So just ask the Father, show me your heart for this person, or what would you like me to tell him for you? One of those two things. Then relax and receive, expect from your familiar revelatory anointing, whether it is a word of knowledge, a discernment, a vision, a picture, anything that you may get. You know, and all I want you to do is share it. Don't try to over-spiritualize it. If it is a vision or a picture with symbolism, and you ask the Father, you know, what does it mean? As we ask for interpretation. But if he doesn't give it to you, just share what you saw. And that's all I want you to do. So we're going to start with the tallest person. Is going to go first. And so I am actually going, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, which is a really long time. So, yes, 2 minutes. So, 2 minutes per person. So I will tell you when to switch, and then the other person will speak. So what I want you to do again, relax, and connect with the Father. Our confidence is he is the one who feeds the children. You don't have to come up with anything. You have to receive and release. And that's all. That's it. Okay? So, we have 2 minutes starting now for the tallest person to bless the other person. Okay, we have begun the timing, the timer. So there are 2 kinds of prayer. There's prayer of intercession or petition. When you ask Father, please bless him and give him and do and strengthen, and you're asking God to do something. But prophetic prayer is different. And we say, Father, I thank you for him because. And keep talking encouragement. What you're going to say after that is not prophetic. So don't take it as prophetic. You can say, Father, I thank you for him because he was wearing nice shoes today. I thank you because he tells nice jokes. And all I want you to do is tune into encouragement. Because by speaking encouragement, then you will allow prophecy to arise. And it will arise and it will come because the encourager wants to do it. So you need to build a bridge for prophetic. When there's nothing, you build a bridge. By saying, Father, I thank you for him because you have called him to be a man of kindness. I thank you because he's a man of faith. I thank you that he's going to arise to bring light to many people. I think that he's a man of great strength. And Mike, I thank you, Father, for the new beginnings that are coming in his life. I thank you that these new beginnings are going to come from roots up. It is not beginnings that are going to bring the fruit quickly, but there's going to be a lengthy harvest that you are giving to him. I thank you, Father, that you have already dug the wells and they are prepared for him. I thank you that these wells go to ancient times and they're going to bring a new life into the land. I thank you, Father, for the new empowering. I thank you for the resurrection life, for the season of resurrection is at hand for him. I thank you, Father, that he has cried out for much, and much more is going to be given to him. I thank you, Father, that even now there is a fire revival you have placed in him that is stirring into new levels. I thank you for the tools of harvesting, but for the tools of revival. I thank you for the flow of the river that is loaded with fish to release to the land. I thank you that you have brought resources to him. But there is an increase of resources coming. I thank you for the finances that are going to be unprecedented in his hands to distribute through the kingdom. I thank you, Father, for the releasing of even that exchange of, as it was in the book of Acts, where no one had need of anything. I thank you that he's a man that is going to pioneer that in the land. And I thank you that he's going to model this, and many are going to come and receive a demo, unprecedented release and multiplication that is coming. I thank you, Father, that he is going to abolish areas of poverty in the land. He's going to abolish areas of infertility. He's going to abolish areas where the destroyer has been taken. I thank you, Father, that he's a conqueror, but there is authority arising. I thank you for the recognition that is coming upon him, even with politicians, with governments that is coming for him. I thank you for the heads of state that are going to call upon him. I thank you, Father, for there is a new river arising within him. You see, we start with, I thank you, Father, because. Now I can jump right in because I've done it a longer than you. That's all. But we start, don't stop it. We start with, I thank you for her because she makes good coffee. I thank you that she looks pretty. I thank you that, I don't say it, men don't say that to women. You know, but, you know, I thank you because. And it's, all I want you to do is release encouragement. At some point, as you release encouragement, suddenly the prophetic revelations are going to start. A vision is going to come. Release is going to come, and then you can switch into prophesying. You see, both. What this will help you not to stand there waiting, because that will make you stressful. That will stress you because the other person is standing waiting, and then the message you give to the person is, God is not giving me anything. And that will discourage the person in front of you. That God is not giving them anything. So we don't want to do that. We want, you know, even if you don't have anything, just that, Father, I thank you for her because. And let it flow. Again, the beginning is not prophetic. Okay? So the Lord has called you to be a man that is going to bring a new revelation. A new revelation into the land, for a new spirit of truth is arising within you. The Lord is bringing you even now, says the Lord. I'm arising within you, a mighty warrior, for you have been faithful in the little things and even in the trenches and in the hidden things. There have been seasons in the past in your life where the enemy has stolen from you. But the Lord wants you to know that he's not going to allow anymore the devourer to take from you, from your house, from your children and your children's children. I'm not going to have to deal with that, for the Lord is releasing upon your life today the fullness of the authority. As he gave to King Jehoshaphat, the Lord has called you to be a plunderer in the kingdom. And you are coming now to becoming the collector of spoils, the one that will go to other places and other lands to find what has been wasted in the land. And the Lord is going to expand your resources. For the Lord says, Son, I'm sending you even to the nations that have abundance in the land, to the fountains that have been flowing for generations past. And you're coming to release those fountains into a new flow. The Lord is bringing you to release authority, for God has given you the word of command that arises within you. And then a word of command is going to come into a new level. As I said earlier, you are a man of revival, and a revival is in the land, and God is going to send you to release many fires of revival. Even in Europe, there are fires of revival for you to go and fan and release. So the platforms in first world nations are going to increase more and more for you. But there is a knowing of your name that is coming into people. They're going to start recognizing and know the Lord will speak to them, even in dreams, about your face and your name. Many will seek you and they will find you. For the Lord says, I'm repositioning you even now into new levels of authority. There's breakthroughs you have been waiting for. And the Lord is bringing new levels of breakthrough, for you are going to carry an anointing for breakthrough in the land. And just like Samson brought corporate deliverance in the land, God is anointing you even now to take a new impartation of a new mantle that you are going to bring of deliverance in the land, corporate deliverance that's going to stir and is going to release. And even as we go forth, carry a presence within him. And the presence that released, that changed the atmosphere, God is calling you to walk in that same authority and to bring him forth. But there's also the healing will, the healing power that was in John G. Lake being given to you into new portions, even now, that you are going to go and see the great miracles that are going to make the news papers and the television, for you are called to be in television waves. And the Lord is calling you, brother, to be a man that stands now with the face to the wind. For many times it hasn't blown on your favor, for the Lord says, son, I'm releasing seven portions of favor upon you even now, that they're going to carry you and they're going to take you into the higher places. There is going to be a greater impartation for releasing and equipping and training. You will be called upon to the trainers, to train the trainers, to equip the equippers, to father the fathers. But the Lord has given you a father's anointing that goes beyond your years, your understanding, and your abilities. I saw the visitations of the night. And the Lord says, son, I'm coming to visit with you like I did with Solomon, but I will meet with you in the tent of meeting as well. Those two realms are going to arise for you, and the place of solitude is going to become the comfortable place for you, the place of the encounters, and the solitude in the crowds. Your solitude is not often going to be alone in a secret place, but it's going to become solitude in the crowds and in the multitudes. The Lord saying, son, I'm going to open up your eyes to new realms and new levels. I'm going to open up your spirit to be heavenly bound and to have some of the encounters like Paul had and Daniel had. The revelations of Daniel particularly are going to be the prophetic revelations for corporate release to nations coming for you, and even for kingdom. The understanding of Daniel will arise within you, that the spirit of truth is within you, and the spirit of excellence that Daniel had has set him aside. But there's going to be the one, as it says in Daniel chapter 6, that they were looking for something to accuse him of and they couldn't find anything. And the Lord is raising you like that. You are already a man like that, but you are going to increase in that, and no one will be able to accuse you of anything, no matter what happens. But there will be those who will come. There will be those who will try to say, to remove your renown in the land, to bring put some spots in the land. But I heard the Lord saying, I'm going to protect you from that, and I'm not going to let anyone trap you. For I saw some with traps trying to place them in front of you. And I heard the Lord saying, son, do not worry where you might step, for I will disable the traps before you can stand on them. There is fire within you, and it is now the time for the great signs and wonders to be released in the land. For I believe the Lord has spoken to you personally about the release of those signs and wonders, and you have discussed these things, but then now the Lord is saying, he is releasing the empowering, he's releasing the fuel, he's releasing the might that was necessary, and there is going to be an expansion of thought coming for you. For you are an apostolic leader in the kingdom, but you are going to see an increase of mindsets coming for you. For I saw the season of the strategy of the mountaintop being released for you, and I saw you raising those who are going to design the blueprints to send them out and to distribute them throughout the kingdom. I saw this like a center of, you know, engineers or architects in the kingdom, if I can use those terms, that are going to design the blueprints for the vision, the blueprints for the promises, the blueprints for the dreams of many, and distribute them all over the place. The Lord has increased your inheritance, for the Lord says, son, I have seen your faithfulness and the stewardship that you have brought before me and before others, and because of that, the Lord has added unto you talents that others had buried. You are living in Matthew 20, the parable of Matthew 20. 25, and you're going to remain in that parable for the Lord's Son, you will arise to be a manager of talents in my kingdom. Amen.